This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. As of today, the recall of those Samsung Galaxy Note 7 phones that burned and exploded also officially covers replacement Samsung Galaxy Note 7 phones that burned and exploded. But if you go talk to battery experts about this, they will tell you that the moral of this story has nothing to do with any one company. There's a big race on right now for thinner, more energy-packed batteries for our phones and computers and cars and planes and power grids. And the harder you push on that, the riskier things can get. From the Sustainability Desk, Marketplace's Scott Tong reports.
Battery scientists can sound a little nervous when talking about their creations. Chemist Stephen Visco at the Lawrence Berkeley National Lab also runs the battery company PolyPlus.
When you started putting more, increasingly more energy in smaller and smaller packages, that's tricky in terms of safety because, you know, it starts to sound like an explosive device, right, which tends to be high-energy, small package.
Now here's Jay Whitaker, material scientist at Carnegie Mellon.
Energy storage is nature's abomination. The more of those lithium ions you have in a very close proximity to each other stored up, the more trouble you could be in. That's a very energetic environment.
Think about it. Energetic environment. Say, dog park. Lots of energy close together. Now imagine bringing in the fences, packing it more tightly. This is inside our sleeker laptops and phones, our smartwatches, electric cars, and our drones. Can't be too thin, right? Here's the issue. Flammable chemicals are packed inside, next to two electrodes that are like fighting dogs. They cannot touch each other. This is where Samsung failed, says Jay Whitaker.
They're reaching a little bit when they make the batteries. Whenever anything new is mass-produced that contains a flammable liquid, you have to, like, cross your fingers a little bit.
Now, it's easy to blame a company here. But we, the customers, contribute to this risk too, says energy investor Matthew Norden.
We've got an unstoppable force meets an immovable object. The unstoppable force is that I want more energy in my phone so it lasts all day. The immovable object is that the more energy I put into these thin layers, the more likely it is that my phone is going to blow up on an airplane.
At this point, let's note these events are extremely rare. You are way more likely to burn up from a lightning strike than a dodgy phone. Still, occasional battery fires and explosions have occurred in planes, electric cars, even power grid facilities.
You want price, performance, and safety? You get to pick two.
The problems have come with today's first-generation lithium-ion batteries that we've been using for three decades now. Billions of dollars are chasing innovation. Now, a safer battery is very hard, and it's very lucrative, says Stephen Visco.
Batteries are, in a sense, becoming the new oil.
So long as they can harness their energy. I'm Scott Tong for Marketplace.